Hello, and welcome again to Fountain of Life today. Thanks for your call. This is Brother Jeff, just hoping to encourage you in your walk with the Lord today. I would like to look at a story in Mark chapter 10 of the rich young ruler today, starting at verse 17 of Mark chapter 10. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And when Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Well, this is quite the story. He ran. We should all run to Jesus. He's our only hope. Kneeling, he kneeled. That's good posture. "You're great, I'm not." And this man was called a ruler, a rich young ruler. He's a man that has some clout in society, no doubt, but he still kneeled to the King of Kings. And he asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" What a question. A good question. And Jesus questioned him on his summing up who Jesus was. He goes, "Why do you call me good? There's only one good, and that's God." Well, we know Jesus is God, so he had the right man. He was doing good. Jesus doesn't wait for an answer. We don't get it, at least. And he goes on to say, "Do you know the Ten Commandments?" And he goes through a few of the Ten Commandments. He doesn't go through all of them. If you'll notice, he doesn't outright mention "Thou shalt not covet" here. I think that's something to note. He didn't mention the Sabbath day. He didn't mention coveting. So something to think about there. And he goes through them, and he asks him a question about these commandments, and he said, "Master, I've done all this. I obey this since I've been a little boy. I'm obeying these commandments." And it says here, this is a good thing that Jesus is about to do, and this just shows the heart of God. Jesus didn't say, "No, you haven't. You're a liar. Nobody has." He didn't go there. Jesus looked at him and beheld him. And it says Jesus loved him. I'm going to tell you, I can get some mileage out of that scripture. He loved him. Jesus loved him and said to him, then Jesus speaks. And he said, "One thing thou lackest." Now, you know, how about you and me? How would you like to get your list tonight from God, and it would only really be one thing you've done wrong? are one thing you need to do that you would be made perfect. Well, that would be pretty good, but it does depend on what that one thing is. And you know, there's just one thing God really wants with me, and there's just one thing God really wants with you. And he wants us all to just give up everything we are, everything we've got. It's a full surrender. F-U-L-L, full. And here he says it. One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. Well, Jesus said, sell out, boy, everything you got. Sell out. And take up the cross. That Roman cross, that death instrument. Follow me. I'm going to a cross. Would you like to follow me there? And it says the rich young ruler was sad. And he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now I'm going to tell you, maybe you've already gotten your really hard thing that you've had to do that you feel like it really got you in the way with Christ. Or maybe God hasn't shown it to you clearly, or maybe you've never asked. But I believe there's a one thing thou lackest on nearly all of us. Those seven churches in Revelation, five were rebuked. They all had something they needed to correct. And I'm sure if we get honest, there's something we need to correct. One thing thou lackest. What is it? Well, we see here covetousness, great possessions, are a snare to our soul. It was to this man, but there was a clear antidote. Get free. And obey Jesus. Well, if we get sad, it ought to be over our sin and over the temporal things of life that really can't satisfy us. Any man that would give everything to Jesus for eternity would never fail. Well, let's go and do what the Scripture says. Let's obey God. Let's seek the Lord. And God bless you all. Bye-bye.